Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Leap year? Use that extra day wisely. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Spain President Mary Lou MacDonald is expected to meet smaller political parties and like-minded independents over the coming days as government formation talks begin. The Dáil returns on the 20th of February with no clear picture on what combination will make up the new administration. Fianna Fáil says it will allow Sinn Féin take the lead on government formation amid growing rancour within that party over its election performance. The prospect of a second general election this year also looms large. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here. What is the picture this evening, Barry?
Yeah, well, the votes may be counted, but the real number crunching begins now, as we expected. A fraught, long, drawn-out few weeks as Sinn Féin, first of all, try and form a government. It is Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald who's taking the lead on this, with the other bigger parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, largely leaving Sinn Féin to this. And looking through the numbers, Sinn Féin starting today to form a ready-made left-wing coalition. Of course, Miss MacDonald has reached out already to some of the smaller parties. And in terms of the numbers, a left-leaning government with Sinn Féin, the Social Democrats, Labour and Solidarity People Before Profit, that gives you 66 deputies, still 14 shy of forming a government. How's it looking with some of those parties today? You also have the Green Party in there. They're meeting this afternoon to discuss what happened in the election and what may happen next. The Labour Party also expected to meet this week. However, of course, their electoral performance open to question. You also have the Social Democrats will hold a parliamentary party meeting tomorrow, and Solidarity People Before Profit. Just off the phone to Richard Boyd Barrett of that grouping, and he's confirmed to me that People Before Profit will meet the Sinn Féin president Mary Lou MacDonald tomorrow as this process picks up a pace. I've also been speaking to Rise TD in Dublin Southwest, Paul Murphy, and here's what he told me.
I think the message from certainly a lot of the people is clear that they want the cycle of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael rule to come to an end. That's, you know, a message that I and Rise very warmly welcome and will do our best to put into effect. I think we'd be very happy to sit down with Sinn Féin and with others to discuss and see if a left programme for government, a socialist programme for government, can be agreed.
And in terms of you say, keeping out Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, a run through the numbers would show it may be quite nearly impossible for Sinn Féin not to lead a government without Fianna Fáil in there.
Yeah, I think the numbers are certainly very difficult for the formation of certainly a left government or even an alternative government excluding Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. For me, the lesson I draw from that, or the conclusion I draw from that, is not that therefore it's inevitable that everyone will have to talk to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and the cycle of their rule will continue. I think it would be, for example, a big mistake for Sinn Féin to go into coalition with Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, because they will block the changes that people want to see. They will block taking the action necessary to deal with the housing crisis. They will block taking the action necessary to deal with the climate crisis. They will block the action necessary to deal with the health crisis. So if it isn't possible to have a government without Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, then, in my opinion, you know, we shouldn't be at all afraid of another election. It may take another election to deliver a majority for an alternative government. And I think we should feel very confident that if there was another election and alternative government was on offer, then real momentum could develop behind that. And there could be a majority of TDs, not from Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, able to form such a government.
So that's Rise TD, Paul Murphy. Who else might there be, Barry?
So 16 is the number if Mary Lou MacDonald and Sinn Féin can attract those other smaller political parties who might be of a like-minded. 21 independents up for play as well, perhaps, in the race to form that government. You have Carol Nolan, a former Sinn Féin TD in Laois Offaly. She left the party over its stance on abortion. However, she has ruled out supporting her former party in its prospects of forming a government. There are a number of left-leaning independents who will be very open to talking to Mary Lou MacDonald. These include Thomas Pringle in Donegal of the Sinn Féin Gene Pool, Joan Collins of Independence for Change in Dublin South Central, and also in Galway West you have Catherine Connolly, and I asked her whether she's had any contact yet from Mary Lou MacDonald.
Not yet, but to be fair to her, my phone has been engaged doing a number of interviews, starting with Radio na Gaeltachta and with yourselves and the local radio. I've always been open to be in government every stage of my political career, on the last occasion as well. However, we have basic principles in Independence for Change that we cannot compromise on. And if Mary Lou, or Fianna Fáil indeed, shared that vision, I have no difficulty working with either party. But I haven't seen any evidence of that on the ground in the last 4 years with Fianna Fáil, but I'm certainly open to that. But we need a different vision for the country and for Galway City. I would like to see Galway as a thriving green city.
You mentioned that you were open the last time as well to entering government, but are you more, I suppose, excited or more encouraged at this election result and what it may bring for you?
I don't know about excitement, but certainly the people spoke on the doors this time, as they did the last time. They gave a clear message in 16. They gave a clear message again. We want change. And they articulated the nature of that change, as they did last time.
But this time is different. The change that the voters seem to be looking for is broadly in line with your policy platforms.
I think what they're looking for are basic public services in return for the payment of tax. So we need a public health service that's based on need, not greed.
Looking at Sinn Féin's policy platforms, you can see lots of common ground, can you?
Absolutely, I can see lots of common ground. I think that really what should happen here, as I've said repeatedly, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael should join up. I said this morning on the Irish radio that I see no difference between them except the dialect. So, Hanunj in Huelga, that's the only difference I've seen between them. And really, it would be much clearer for all of us if they joined up rather than given the illusion that one is different from the other. Failing that, obviously we have to be realistic and pragmatic and look to govern the country as best we can.
Given the arithmetic at play here, it's quite possible if Mary Lou McDonald could get something together that maybe you might be at the cabinet table with Alan Kelly and Michael Healy-Ray as well.
I can't imagine that. I simply can't imagine that scenario unless a lot more people are embracing our vision.
Barry, Catherine Connolly there. Barry, what other independents are in play?
Well, the two Healy-Rays are in play, whilst you also have Matty McGrann, Tipperary. He told me that he's open to talking to anybody. Some single-issue independents as well, such as Matt Shanahan in Waterford. Marion Harkin in Sligo Leitrim has told me that she too is open to talking, but say she won't reveal whether she's any contact yet from Sinn Féin's Mary Lou McDonald. It is expected, though, that several like-minded independents will come together as one in the coming days and perhaps go in as a cooperative, so to speak, into talks with Sinn Féin's Mary Lou McDonald. Here's the independent TD for Roscommon Galway, Michael Fitzmaurice.
Well, first of all, I've always said that I'm open to talking to everybody, because anybody that gets a mandate should be prepared to talk to all parties and none. But the one thing that needs to be done is there's a proper programme for government is put together. That's how the next 5 years will be looked at and the future of this country. But I think there's a lot of window dressing going on at the moment. I hear in the media that they are talking about, you know, look, speaking to all what we would call or what's called the left parties or individuals. But to be quite frank about it, if you do the number crunching, in my opinion, there isn't enough in it. And I think that it'll have to basically come down to talking to one of the other parties, probably, as well as be it some smaller party or a group of independents, to map out the next 5 years in a solid and constructive way.
And are there any plans for independents like yourself from particularly rural constituencies to sit down and perhaps go into this as a collective with Sinn Féin?
A lot of people are just basically elected in the last day, and I'd say they need a day or two to recoup from it. But in my opinion, yes, it would be, especially for the independents in the rural areas, well worthwhile coming together and basically setting out their stall. Because the problem in my constituency is basically nearly the same problem in be it Donegal or be it Mayo or Kerry. And I think that may be well worth doing.
Do you see any common ground between yourself and Sinn Féin in terms of policy?
Look, I would have spoken about rural Ireland. They have spoken about rural Ireland. Over the last 4 to 5 years, I would have soldiered a lone voice in the Dáil about the problems. Now, they would have actually put some of that stuff into their manifesto. But it's, as I've said to you, Barry, it's about what's put in the programme for government.
But in terms of following the wishes of the people, it would be preferable for Mary Lou McDonald to make the running, considering Sinn Féin got the most votes, albeit not the most seats.
the reality, yes, I agree with you totally. This was a Sinn Féin election. I'm not saying it's not. But the reality on the ground is that if you, Mary Lou at the moment has stated that she's talking to left-leaning parties, if you do the maths, if you do the number crunching, you'll get to about 60 or 65. That's not an overall majority. So obviously, that's a bit of window dressing, in my opinion. You need to have something solid. Whether they like it or whether they don't, in my opinion, and this is my opinion, they will have to talk to one of the other parties.
Michael Fitzmaurice there. Finally, Barry, before you go, there was mention there of the other large parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. What's the feeling there now?
Well, former Minister of State in Galway East, Ciarán Cannon, tweeted today that being elected to Dáil Éireann brings with it an obligation to act responsibly in the interests of our country, and sitting on the sidelines waiting for Sinn Féin to form a government of the irresponsible is not an option. And he called on Leo Varadkar, Micheál Martin and Éamon Ryan to talk and form a new era. So he's calling for a Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael Green government. However, the feeling within Fine Gael after its worst electoral performance since 1948 seems content to sit on the sidelines for this one. Much rancour, however, within Fianna Fáil after what was a very desperate day for the party yesterday, losing several narrow electoral counts. The recriminations are large there. 13 incumbent TDs lost their seat, and disagreement within the party over what its next best step is. Should it do business with Sinn Féin, or what should it do at all? Lots of rancour there.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much. A desperate day for Fianna Fáil. My next guest represented the people of Clare since 2007, but 13 years later yesterday, Timmy Dooley, you lost your seat. Commiserations. How are you feeling today about what happened?
Thanks, Mary. Actually, look, it's a difficult day for anybody that has lost their seat. I'm not the first person to lose my seat, or to lose a seat, or fail to get re-elected, I suppose is a better way to put it, and I certainly won't be the last. So, you know, you just have to get on with it, and I want to wish the four that have been elected in Clare the very best. They have a job of work to do, and I'm sure they'll get on with it as those of us did in the past.
Lots of changes in Clare. Only one of the outgoing TDs returned in this election. Soul searching and rancour in Fianna Fáil. Now, will you stay in politics? Will you run for the Shannon?
Well, I don't know about that, Mary. I have lots of that soul searching to do too. But look, you know, from a Fianna Fáil perspective in Clare, we ran a very good campaign. We ran three candidates.
Well,
we developed
a
strategy at a time.
That strategy, the three candidate strategy, was that a mistake?
You see, the great thing about hindsight, you can figure out how you might have done it if you knew what the answer was at the end. But when that strategy was devised, Fianna Fáil was polling strongly. We felt that was our best chance of getting two seats if Fianna Fáil were to be in government. We needed two seats from Clare. And as the sitting TD, I was part of the development of that strategy. So I'm certainly not blaming anyone for it. I thought it was the right thing at the time. Mm-hmm. You know, I had taken some criticism in 2016 for getting, you know, a very good vote percentage for the party, but only getting one seat, while Fine Gael got two on a lesser number of votes. So, you know, I sat down with party strategists and with ourselves.
You were part of the decision and you supported the decision.
Of course.
So why did you lose your seat, Timmy Dooley? Did the people of Clare hold Votegate against you? Two of the three Fianna Fáil TDs who were involved lost their seats.
Well, we'll never know that, but certainly from the reaction that I got on the door, I don't think it had any bearing, or if so, very, very little. The biggest issue that I had to deal with on the doors was that my seat was safe, that I had been a poll topper consistently, and that my seat was safe. And those from a Fianna Fáil perspective said, well, we'd like to have two, and they worked towards that. And even with some of the other candidates, whilst people were supportive of, you know, the work that I had done in principle, they drifted towards other candidates on the belief that I was safe. All the bookies suggested I was going to head the poll. I knew that wasn't going to happen because of the concerns.
Did you see this coming? Did you see the position you're in today, that you'd lose your seat?
I think towards the end of the campaign, I felt that Sinn Féin were getting very strong. I felt that I had a battle in that people thought that my seat was safe. And I saw that the strategy that we had devised favoured Cathal Crowell. Well, no, that it favoured Cathal Crowell a little bit more than I. But look, I was there right to the end, so my vote had held reasonably well, but we just didn't have enough votes to make it happen.
OK, well, I know that you're in County Clare, and for you, unfortunately, you won't be heading to Dáil Éireann. But Is there within Fianna Fáil an appetite for coalition with Sinn Féin?
I don't know. That'll be an issue and a matter for those that are elected to the parliamentary party. I'm not certainly going to advise them in any way in that regard. They all have their own mandate. They'll be speaking to the people who elected them, people who are around them on their campaign teams. And of course, it's a difficult decision that they have to take in terms of...
Well, if you were in there, if you were a part of it, would you have an appetite in the
Mary, with the greatest of respect now, I'm not there, so I'm not going to hypothesize what I might do in those circumstances. But I think what everybody that's elected has to do is sit down and look at a programme for government. And we've to stop sort of excluding or including anybody or trying to force alignments or realignments. I think if you look across Europe, parties of very different hues and colours come together around a programme for government. There will have to be a compromise if there's to be a government. Nobody got an overall majority. No one ideological grouping got an overall majority. So everybody that voted needs to be represented, and there needs to be a programme for government that reflects on those.
But in order to draw up a programme for government, parties have to talk to each
correct.
Other. Should Fianna Fáil enter talks with Sinn Féin?
I think all party leaders should sit down and talk. We've seen this in the past. We've seen vexed positions being resolved where people talk. I think, you know, there's certainly no harm in talking. Whether or not they can reach a conclusion or an outcome around a programme for government is another day's
but,
work.
You know, there are certain realities, and Michael Fitzmaurice talking about the numbers there, and as we looked at that grouping on the left, we weren't getting past around 66.
Yeah, so, no, but like I listen to Michael. Yeah. I've worked with him in committees. He's a fine representative. But, you know, Michael doesn't hold all the cards when it comes to rural Ireland. There are people in Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, Labour Party, who equally gain support and represent people in rural Ireland. So, like, you look at the issues. The issues are important. Rural Ireland's a huge issue.
But the issues now
the housing
are,
and health are really
country,
big issues.
Yeah, but the issues now, Timmy Dooley, are will this country be able to have a government out of this election? Will we be able to get to 80 seats by some combination of parties?
I don't know the answer to that. I don't know the answer to that. But I'm well sure that if people put up blockades at this early stage to having discussions with each other, then you certainly won't have a government.
And
I think, you know, Fianna Fáil did that in the past with the confidence.
Fianna Fáil should talk.
Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, Sinn Féin, Labour,
right.
Greens, they should
Micheál
all talk.
Is Micheál Martin's leadership in play now?
I wouldn't have thought so. I think he has had a very good term as leadership right from the start. He's brought the party. No, I accept that. I accept that. And it's often the case that a fallen TD will start looking to blame everybody else, and I don't think that's helpful in any shape or form.
Right,
it'll be a matter for those that are, of course, elected. It won't be an issue for me, but I certainly wouldn't think that there's any necessity to change.
Timmy
there.
Dooley in County Clare, thank you very much.